I'd like to make one comment before we proceed to the election of directors, and that's that in the General Re proxy material, the material relating to the General Re merger, it was stated that the intention was to have Ron Ferguson, the CEO of General Re, join the board of Berkshire Hathaway, and that offer was extended and still remains open and will remain open for his lifetime and mine at least for Ron to join the board. After thinking about it, he decided that he preferred not to be on the board, and in that judgment, he concurs with my feelings generally about boards, in that it can restrict your activities in purchase and sale of the stock. For example, if you do it in a 6-month period, you're automatically in trouble and you have to return any profit as calculated in a rather peculiar way to the company. It means that your compensation system is laid out for the world to see. There may be some tax restrictions in terms of the deductibility of salary paid. And so Ron notified me a little bit before the proxy material went out that he preferred at least to defer any decision on joining the board. I can tell you that it has cost Berkshire significant money by the fact that Charlie and I have been on various boards, because your hands are tied in many respects. Even if you don't have any knowledge of anything that might be of material plus or minus, the very fact that it might be imputed to you can restrict action significantly. So we make a point of not trying to be on very many boards. Charlie and I have only gone on boards where we have very significant investments by Berkshire, and sometimes those have caused us to take on a job that we didn't intend originally, as that Solomon movie showed. So, Ron, the offer is 100% open to Ron at any time, and if he changes his mind in any way, he will be on the board. But that explains the discrepancy between the actions that are being taken this morning of what was described as likely to happen in the proxy material.